As they are already underway here in Heat 3 of Junior National Light and Junior National Heavy, Sean Cimiteri, Luca Kurowski, also Lachlan Chancellor, and Jaden Boulding, all involved in a first lap incident, and along with Lachlan Chancellor, who he was part of that melee into the S's on the first lap. So, unfortunately, they will all fail to finish this heat number three. The race leader now is your race leader, kart number 70, Josh Fyfe, who has won, well, at the moment, both heats earlier today. So, no, in fact, he won heat number one, Josh Fyfe, and then Luca Kurowski won heat two. But Kurowski with the DNF, that's going to cost his starting position when we come to the fourth heat at the end of the day. So, it is a very shook up grid or running order here in heat number three. Fyfe leads the way from Johnson. Harness is in the 48. Taylor Chancellor is in the 21. Alexander Rinaldi, then it's Tori Amos. Further back then to the P-plater of Jack Westcombe Casey. So, Kurowski, Cimiteri, Boulding and Chancellor all failing to get past that trip through the S's on lap number one. We have three laps completed here in heat number three of Junior National Light at the Canberra Kart Racing Club. First round of the Club Championship brought to you by InFlight ER. Josh Fyfe is your leader. He's got a 2 second gap ahead of the 8 kart of Ryan Johnson. Johnson's best lap of 37.2 for Fyfe. His best lap on the last lap completed was a 36.966. So at the moment the karts are strung well around the racetrack. No one actually battling for position here as the fifth lap, half race distance, is completed by your race leader, Josh Fyfe. So, Sean Cimiteri's crew is going to need to come down to the bottom of the circuit with a trolley. He's not going to be able to get restarted as that's got a broken tie rod, so he has got absolutely no steering on that kart. So if his crew could bring their trolley down to the bottom. In fact, they're on their way now, I can see. So, Sean Cimiteri, unfortunately, playing no further part in this heat after he had finished second in heat one and third in heat number two. Now, Fyfe completed six laps with four laps left to run. In fact, it'll be three and a half as he heads up the top of the circuit once again. Jack Westcombe Casey is the P-plater in the 81 kart. He finished heat number one, unfortunately, was unable to finish heat number two, but is out there circulating around now in seventh position on the racetrack. So with three laps left to run, Josh Fyfe is your leader by 2.5 seconds over Ryan Johnson in the 8 kart. Taylor Harness in the 48 runs in third. Taylor Harness has had 2 fifth place finishes so far today. Taylor Chancellor in the 21 runs in fourth place. Then it's the 98 of Rinaldi and Tori Amos in the 9 with Westcombe Casey rounding out the field. So, as Fyfe comes across the line, two laps left to run. He's coming up onto the back of the P-plater in Westcombe Casey, so he'll go a lap down. In fact, Westcombe Casey pulled off the circuit after he went a lap down in heat number two. So, the blue flag being waved on Westcombe Casey as Fyfe heads up the back straight, working his way around the top of the circuit. He still holds a 2.7 second lead over Ryan Johnson. And the leader into the pit turn. He'll receive the white flag next time by. So, final lap of the race commenced as Fyfe works up the inside of the back marker now. He didn't lose any time there. Johnson still 2.7 seconds behind him. Further back then to Taylor Harness. Harness running in third. Taylor Chancellor in fourth. Rinaldi, the first of the heavies. Alexander Rinaldi in the 98 cart from the North Shore Kart Club. As Fife will take the win. Josh Fife gets his second win of the weekend. Second place, Ryan Johnson. So he's had a third, fourth, and then a second. Taylor Harness will come home in third. Chancellor fourth. Then it is Rinaldi in fifth place. That's his best finish of the day. Amos is in sixth, and seventh place is Westcombe Casey. The cadets are next out onto the circuit here in the first round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship, proudly brought to you by InFlight ER.
InFlight Emergency Room, or InFlight ER, is a revolutionary aeromedical jet service with the ability to reach anywhere in Australia direct and anywhere in the world to retrieve an Australian who's become unwell away from home, or who needs specialised treatment. Equipped like a hospital's ER department, it is the only jet in the world fitted with these new class of leading features to ensure you receive only the best care. Ensure your medical and travel insurance providers insist on using InFlight ER. InFlight ER, they'll be there in your time of most need. InFlight ER, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Neoplex Signs design, manufacture and install all types of signage. We'll visit your site, provide advice and a quotation to suit your budget. They design in-house on sophisticated software that can provide graphics to show you exactly how your sign will look. They provide full artwork for your approval before manufacture. They manufacture here in Canberra and install both locally and nationally. Neoplex is an approved government supplier managing a number of government contracts. Call them on 6280 5805 or check them out online at neoplexsigns.com.au. Neoplex Signs are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Go Hosting aims to put you in control of the key aspects of your web activities. Whether it's managing your email accounts, having web statistics available whenever you want them, or changing your DNS records, whatever your needs, Go Hosting provides the best in web hosting, server hosting, application hosting, and email hosting with full technical support. It won't take much research to discover that their prices are competitive, and with tailored solutions, you'll discover you'll never be paying for something that you don't need. Go Hosting plans are as manageable and flexible as possible. Go Hosting, proud supporters of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
As we get set for the cadets heading out onto the circuit, heat number three. It'll be from the pole, Cooper Allen in the 19 kart. Out of position number 2, Mia Bolton in the 23. Out of position number 3, it'll be Reece Smith in the 57. Out of position number 4, Josh Sargent in the 74. Out of position number 5, Josh Haynes in the 10 cart. Out of position number 6, it's Theodore Levanes in the 8 cart. Out of position number 7, Finlay Allen in the 28. And off the back of the field, Sebastian Ruiz, the P-plater, in cart number 6. In fact, the 6P card, to be precise. So we should be in a good position here for a start. Looking for a start this time by front row, very even. Away, Bolton gets the best of the start off the outside of the front row, but hanging tough on the inside, Cooper Allen will take the lead as they head through the S's for the first time. It's Cooper Allen who leads the way. Mia Bolton now making the move with Thomas Sargent right behind her. Sargent tries to split the difference between the two as they come through the dip and up onto the back straight, and Thomas Sargent will lead them around the top turns for the first time. Too wide further back as the pack starts to settle out now. They work their way down into the pit turn with Thomas Sargent in the 74 Tegra cart from Grenfell leading the way. Sargent, Mia Bolton in the Esprit cart, another of the Grenfell Club members in the Canberra Cart Shed sponsored entry, sits in second. Now it's Josh Haynes making the move up the inside of the third place. Cart number 19, Cooper Allen, he can't make the move straight away. He eventually, doesn't make it as they go around the top turns. So he will have to fall back into line and wait a moment before he can make the charge. So Cooper Allen in that in-flight ER, cart number 19, holding off Josh Haynes in the Power Kart Raceway entry. Finally, Haynes up the inside makes the pass complete. So Josh Haynes in cart number 10 runs in third. Haynes, of course, won heat number one, finished third in heat number two to Finlay Allen and Thomas Sargent. Now, Finlay Allen is in fifth place. He's just gotten past the eight car of Theodore Levaines. So he's starting to work his way forward now, looking to make a move on Cooper Allen. As the two in-flight ER carts are nose to tail through the pit turn. Finlay Allen goes to the outside now as Josh Haynes looks up the inside of Mia Bolton. Haynes has opened the door there and slides through to second place. Cooper Allen still keeps Finlay Allen at bay, and Theodore Levaines is right on his back bumper. So your race leader is Josh Sargent. A 39.674. His last lap, Mia Bolton's last lap, a 39.4. She's back in third place now, as Josh Haynes, a 38.774, is the fastest lap of the race so far. Across the start-finish line, Josh Sargent is still your race leader. Sargent out in front by 0.8 of a second over Josh Haynes, but Josh Haynes, a 39.5 on his last lap, and that was including the time it took to make the pass going through the S's on the previous lap. Mia Bolton still sits in third. Cooper Allen, Finlay Allen, Theodore Levaines, Reece Smith and Sebastian Ruiz rounds out the running order. So Reece Smith and Sebastian Ruiz at the back of the field there, nose to tail. A good battle between them as Mia Bolton trying to hold on to that third place. Theodore Levaines gets spun around that time by Finlay Allen as they were diving up the inside of Cooper Allen. And now more stacks on the mill going into the S's as we have the Reece Smith and the Sebastian Ruiz carts coming together. So a battle at the front has heated up because it is Josh Haynes right on the back bumper now of Thomas Sargent. Sargent heads down into turn number one. Haynes dive bombs him into turn one and will take the spot. Josh Haynes is your new race leader with the Power Kart Raceway top card at the front of the field. Josh Sargent back there in the Tegra cart in second. Mia Bolton in third still, but there's been some hard charging around her. Then it's back to Finlay Allen, Cooper Allen, Theodore Levaines, Reece Smith and Sebastian Ruiz closes out the running order. Our battle is at the front of the field now, where your race leader is Josh Sargent. Josh Sargent leading the way. Then it's back to Josh Haynes. Haynes looks up the inside as they come over the rise towards the dip. Sargent has got control of the race back in third place now. Finlay Allen trying to make a move on Mia Bolton as they head up the back straight. And it is Finlay Allen who will take that spot now. So third place is the in-flight ER top cart of Finlay Allen. Tegra Cart continues to lead. Haynes up the inside, takes the lead. Haynes once again finding his way to the front of the field. But what can Sargent do up the back straight this time? Sargent has certainly got a very good cart along that long back straight, and Sargent takes the spot back once again. So Haynes tries the crossover coming off the top turn. They're side by side, Sargent and Haynes. Sargent has the line going into the pit turn though. 9 laps completed as the white flag is out now. Josh Haynes looks up the inside going into turn one. Oh, Josh Sargent just left a huge hole there and lost a lot of ground and any chance to fight back immediately. So Josh Haynes is your race leader from Sargent. Then it's Finlay Allen, Mia Bolton, Cooper Allen, Theodore Levaines, then it's Smith and Ruiz as they head across the top of the circuit, up the inside. It's Sargent who makes the move. Haynes tries the crossover, coming off the top turn. They're side by side again. Sargent looks like he's got the line here into the pit turn. And Sargent leading the way through the dogleg and across the start finish line to take the win in heat number 3 of the cadets. Sargent with his second win of the day. Haynes back there in second. Finlay Allen in third. Fourth place goes to Mia Bolton. Fifth place then to Cooper Allen. Sixth place to Theodore Levaines. Then it's seventh to Smith. And eighth place to Sebastian Ruiz. Open performance light and heavy are out onto the circuit next here in the first round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship, brought to you by InFlight ER.
Natural Gas and Water are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They're specialists in hot water heating and cooling, including solar hot water systems. Natural Gas and Water supply and install all types of hot water systems, including electric, gas, continuous flow, and solar. As Canberra not only gets cold in winter but hot in summer, they specialise in evaporative cooling. You can give Natural Gas and Water a call today on 6241 8237.
Canberra Car Shed is a full service car shop, including setup and repairs, as well as engine testing and rebuilding. Friendly advice coupled with competitive prices ensure your karting experience will be rewarding. See Brett at the track or check out his full range of products, including Freckle Engines, at www.kartshed.com.au. Canberra Kartshed, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
The Canberra Kart Racing Club would like to thank Yass Valley Earthworks. They're tough but careful experts in precision work. If you need earth moving or excavation services in Yass, the Yass Valley, well, Yass Valley Earthworks has everything you need to get the job done. They're experienced, qualified and highly skilled operators who complete any job safely and effectively. Yass Valley Earthworks, give them a call for all your excavation needs on 0408 630 115 today. Just waiting for open performance to head out onto the circuit. Open performance. We'll see Clinton Mezzagazzo in the 86 cart starting from the pole. Harrison Knight in the 2 starts out of position number 2. Out of position 3 will be Robert Hogan in the 4 cart. Out of position number 4 will be Matthew Cooley in the 14. Out of position number 5 will be Eddie Ruiz in the 6 cart. Then out of position number 6, Danny Jarks in the 43. Position number 7 is the 46 of Michael Peace. And out of position number 8, Greg Williams in the 15 cart. So we've seen some interesting battles. So far, Matthew Cooley has been the man to beat. He's won both heats so far. In that 14 cart, he comes out of position number 4. Open performance light and open performance heavy. Performance Heavy, two race winners from the first two heats. They're racing, and it's Metagazzo who gets the best off the start. Cooley is up the inside now of Hogan. Hogan has the door opened on him and sliding through immediately. In fact, trouble there as the two cart of Harrison Knight. He gets backed up quite seriously and drops back to fourth place on the racetrack. So, real trouble for Knight, who had a decent start there, but now has dropped a long way back. In fact, he is behind the first of the heavies in Eddie Ruiz. Knight back in fifth place now. First three carts are all nosed together. It's the 86 of Clint Metagazzo, then the 14 of Matthew Cooley, the 4 of Robert Hogan. Behind him then is Eddie Ruiz in the 6, Harrison Knight in the 2, Greg Williams in the 15, Danny Jarks in the 43, and Michael Peace in the 46. Peace has had an up and down day, third place in Heat 1, a second in Heat 2 in his class. And he's back there in fourth at the moment in class, just struggling to keep onto the back of Danny Jarks in that 43 cart. At the front of the field, though, a good three-way battle for the lead. Clinton Metagazzo, Matthew Cooley, and Robert Hogan. Hogan running wide there into the top turns. He's trying to make a big run around the outside, but it proves to naught as Cooley manages to hold him off once again. Metagazzo gets a bit of breathing room as Cooley and Hogan are mixing it up. Hogan running a wide line, trying to just find Cooley's weak spot here as Cooley sits in second, as I mentioned, won both heats earlier today. As they head along the back straight now and around the top turns, it is still Metagazzo, Cooley, Hogan, Knight now up into fourth, Ruiz in fifth, leading the heavies class, then it's Williams, Jarks and Peace. In fact, two carts off at the top of the circuit, and that is contact between Danny Jarks and Michael Peace. So Jarks and Peace, both DNFs in this heat. And it is, well, real drama as the leaders did not slow down that much to heading into the area where there was the yellow flags being waved. Metagazzo leading the way from Cooley and Hogan. Hogan looking to go up the inside into turn number one now. Cooley fends him off. Five laps completed. Metagazzo in the 86. His best lap, a 32.505. Cooley's best lap, a 34.446. That's the fastest. No, it's not. Harrison Knight's the fastest of anyone on the racetrack. He's a 32.161 and he's running down the three at the front of the field. Now, Cooley gets up the inside finally of Metagazzo. So, it's crisscross move through the S's as, Metagazzo's cart slows coming through the S's. It's like he missed a gear that time. And he finally gets it kicked up, but he has lost a lot of ground. In fact, he's lost 3 seconds to the race leaders. So Cooley now has a handy buffer at the front of the field with 7 laps completed as he comes across the start finish line. Cooley leading the way from Hogan. Harrison Knight is 0.3 of a second behind Robert Hogan in the four cart now. Then it goes back to Metagazzo, further back then to Ruiz, and Greg Williams rounds out the running order. So can Cooley be challenged before the end of this race? He's out to a second lead on lap 7. That gap, it is now still holding at a second. A 32.360 for Cooley, a 32.366. Or Robert Hogan, Harrison Knight, a 32.282. He still has the fastest lap of the race, but Knight just losing all that ground off the start and has had to play catch up ever since, as Cooley is extending his lead at the front of the field. Hogan sits in second in the four-cart. Then it's back to Knight in the two, who's having real troubles now getting through the right-hander. So Mezzagazzo has got Ruiz on his back bumper with the 15 of Greg Williams not far behind him. 10 laps completed now, and it's the 14 card of Matthew Cooley, who, as I mentioned, won both the first two heats quite comfortably. In heat one, the gap between himself and the second place man was 3.181 of a second. That was Robert Hogan. In heat number two, he had a 2.042 second lead over Harrison Knight. Now the gap is only 1 second as the white flag is out. In fact, it's less than that. On the start of this final lap, the gap is 0.6 of a second. So what can Robert Hogan do here on the last lap? Cooley looks very calm, very comfortable in that car as it heads up the back straight, this time on the final lap. Hogan is still pushing hard. Knight, around there in third, has fallen off the back of that battle at the front of the field. Checkered flag at the ready, and Cooley keeps his perfect run alive with a third victory. Hogan home second, third is Knight. Mezzagazzo comes home in fourth, and then Eddie Ruiz gets his second win in class, coming home in fifth place with a 15 card of Greg Williams. Home second in class, sixth in the race. So tag restricted light and clubman light will be out next. Following that, we'll have tag restricted heavy and junior max. This is the first round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship of 2014.
In-flight emergency room, or in-flight ER, is a revolutionary aeromedical jet service with the ability to reach anywhere in Australia direct and anywhere in the world to retrieve an Australian who's become unwell away from home or who needs specialised treatment. Equipped like a hospital's ER department, it is the only jet in the world fitted with these new class of leading features to ensure you receive only the best care. Ensure your medical and travel insurance providers insist on using in-flight ER. In-flight ER, they'll be there in your time of most need. In-flight ER, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Lynchpin Maintenance Services are a proud sponsor of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They're a Canberra-based building maintenance company with over two decades of experience. They have mobile units that service the ACT region daily and are an environmentally friendly company which prides itself in providing quick, efficient service to their clients. Some of their building management services include electrical lighting maintenance, data, voice, tiling, painting, signage, carpentry, graffiti removal, external cleaning, rubbish removals, electrical and general repairs. Call Lynchpin on 0411 405 299.
Rock Solid Concreting are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Rock Solid Concreting has worked throughout Canberra for concreting and paving. Rock Solid Concreting, you can contact them on 0412 085 367. Rock Solid Concrete, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. For all your concrete and paving needs, give them a call today. Getting set now for the tag restricted and club and light heat number three. Matthew Morris will start from the pole. Out of position number two is Jonathan Dawson. Out of position three, James Hutchinson. Out of position four, Scott Nielsen. Out of five is Chad Horsley. Out of position number six will be Ian Crawford, the first of the Clubman Lights. Out of position number seven is Greg Jones, the P-plater. along with Shane Shepherd Ashby, also another of the P platers there. So in the starters' hands as they head down the pit straight and ready for a start. We've seen some interesting racing here. Chad Horsley winning heat number one in that 79 cart, and Scott Nielsen in the 12 cart winning heat number two. Even off the start, Nielsen getting a great jump off the second row as, Hutchinson was sideways going into turn number one. He drops back to fourth. Leader is the 23 of Dawson. Now, Dawson, in that cart shared entry, had some troubles earlier in the day, maintaining his speed at the front of the field. Morris is back there in second, but I think it won't be long till Nielsen has taken him, because Nielsen has got some great speed out of that cart this weekend. But at the moment, Morris is keeping him at bay, and Dawson is able to run away at the front of the field. So Dawson, Morris, then back to Nielsen, Hutchinson, Horsley in the 79 cart. They're all nose to tail as they try to work their way up through the field. Oh, running wide now is Morris, so that opens the door for the... That opens the door then for Nielsen, and Nielsen's up to second. Now Hutchinson goes through past Morris. Morris, almost getting the 79 cart of Horsley into the grass. Morris then... More contact further back, and Horsley is through. Ian Crawford, Jones, and Shepherd Ashby round out the running order here. Two laps completed, and there's a air intake that's come off one of those carts there. So the air intake is... have to check to see who it cart... So, we're looking now to see who's lost that air intake. Well, the meatball flag now going out. So, they've decided to give the technical black flag, or the mechanical black flag, to the 51 of Greg Jones. So, Jones will be... having to come back into the pit lane for that infringement of the air box coming off the front of his engine. Meanwhile, at the front of the field, Jonathan Dawson's being caught by Scott Nielsen. Hutchinson's back there in third. Horsley's in fourth. Morris in fifth. Then it's Crawford and Shepherd Ashby. So as they work their way around the top of the circuit, Dawson... holding on. Nielsen will be quick as they head through the pit turn and down the front straight. Here comes Nielsen looking to set up a move down the front straight, but he had the line covered. Dead Dawson through the S's once again. Dawson, Nielsen, then it's back to Hutchinson. Now Hutchinson, two third place finishes so far, and he's sitting in third here in heat number three. Horsley, though, a first, a second, and now running in fourth. He'll be keen to try and improve his position, because he's got Nielsen, who's had a second first and is currently running in second place as well. So as the leaders complete lap number six, it's still Dawson leading the way, but Nielsen is pushing hard. Nielsen heads up the back straight on the outside of the race. Leader Dawson doesn't have the momentum to be able to complete the pass going into the top turns. He tries to cross over and go up the inside coming off the turn. Not close enough to do it. The 23 of Jonathan Dawson leading the way here. Seven laps down. Nielsen sits back in second. Now Hutchinson and Horsley are closing in on him. The three front carts are all members of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Then back there in fourth is the North Shore Kart Club's Chad Horsley. PCR Kart and Engine sits in fourth. Ian Crawford, the first of the clubmen. Then it's Matthew Morris and Shepherd Ashby is the last cart on the circuit. So Nielsen again looking to try and make a move into turn one, but Dawson has certainly got him covered. Hutchinson now right on the back bumper of Nielsen. Now in heat number two, Hutchinson was trying to make a move on Nielsen for second place at the same time as they were coming up on the back marker on the lap man, and this is almost a carbon copy of the situation as Hutchinson runs wide on the back of Nielsen. And he drops back to fourth as Dawson just makes a bonsai run into the pit turn, grabs a few metres of advantage as Horsley now is in third and trying to dive bomb on Nielsen. So some great racing action here as they have completed 9 laps of the 12 in Heat 3 of Tag Restricted Light. And it is Jonathan Dawson, who started out at position number 2, who has the advantage at the moment. Nielsen, Horsley, Hutchinson is the running order. The top 4, there's not much between them. In fact, in total, there is less than a second. Dawson is your race leader. Nielsen in second place. Third, Horsley in the 79 cart. Then it's Hutchinson. Hutchinson just falling off the back of the 3 carts in front of him. He's fallen back now to 1.1 seconds behind your race leader. So what can Jonathan Dawson do here now as he comes towards the white flag? Nielsen, winner of heat number 2. He's not close enough to try and line up a pass going into the S's. He comes out of the S's, a very smooth driver. Horsley's on a charge now. In fact, Nielsen, I put the mockers on him because he was slow through the S's that time. Now, Nielsen trying to close up that gap. Horsley is right on his back bumper. The top 3 are nose to tail as they come off the top turns. Nielsen thought about a move into the pit turn, but it looks like Dawson has done enough as he comes across the start-finish line to take the victory. Jonathan Dawson takes the win from Scott Nielsen in second. Back then to Chad Horsley in third. Hutchinson in four. Morris will finish six on the road, but 15 class. And it's Ian Crawford ahead of Shane Shepherd Ashby in seventh place. So, well, some great driving there in heat number 3 of Tag Restricted Light. Up next we have Tag Restricted Heavy, followed by Junior Max, and then it'll be Tag Light and Tag Heavy here at the first round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship, proudly brought to you by InFlight ER.
Jennifer Nipperis from Aussie. Call her on 0414 243726 for a home loan health check, financing inquiries, debit consolidation, home loan purchases, or investment purchases. If you're thinking of home improvements or renovations, it's free to have an appointment to look at your needs. Call Jennifer on 0414 243 726.
Because we reckon if you want to be better off, it's smart to ask.
Capital Aircraft Services are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Capital Aircraft Services' goal is to improve your aircraft value. They provide a number of services for general, business, and regional aviation. Contact Neil Allen on 0417 502 058, or check out their website at www.capair.com.au. That's capair.com.au. Capital Aircraft Services go to extraordinary lengths to understand all that is required to reach your mission target. Right first time, finished on time, Capital Aircraft Services.
Biozoom offer quality cleaning products. Call Sunday Sublow on 0418 964 378. Biozoom, used by the Canberra Kart Racing Club, they offer a range of hand cleaners, dual action deodorizers, sanitizers, laundry liquid, eco truck wash, degreasers, hand cleaners and toilet roll dispensers. They also have leather cleaners, conditioners and protectors. If you've got a problem in the showers, the tile cleaner will do the job for you, with multi-surface cleaners, bio-metal part cleaners, and even an eco-lemon cleaner. It's BioZoom. Quality cleaning products, call Zonte Zuglotto 0418 964 378. BioZoom, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Already racing here in Tag Restricted Heavy, and Daniel Mapstone again getting the jump and going to the front of the field. Mapstone, who's won both heats so far today, has got Clint Liebhart, who had a DNF after contact in heat number 2, and a fourth place in heat number 1 is right on his back bumper. Johnny Rosso in the 64 cart sits back there in third. His best run today was a third place in heat number 1, so he's equaling his best run so far. But he's got Ray Vance right on his back bumper in the 16 cart, who was also part of the melee, and eventually in heat 2 was eventually able to get back to 6th position. We've got a slow cart on the circuit just down at the 66 Michael Simpson cart, and he is not able to get across as quickly, get around here as quickly as he would like. A 46 seconds lap the first time round, and another slow lap for Simpson there. So after Simpson had a DNF in heat number 1, he's running in 7th at the moment. He's just not getting that cart to work as well as he would like. Mapstone is your race leader. He's pulling away from the 2 cart of Clint Liebhart. Rosso sits in third. Then it's back to Jeffrey Bell. Behind Bell is Wall. Mitchell Wall in through a 3 cart runs in 7th. Lance Horner in the 49. Jonathan Wall in the 80 cart also having problems with his entry, sitting back there in 9th. And then Simpson rounds out the field. So there's some concerns on the 77 cart that Simpson's problems might be having a problem with his radiator on the cart. So as Mapstone leads the way here, a 34.956 his last lap. He's the only cart in the 34 seconds. No, he's not. Ray Vance has had a 34.92. So only the 2 drivers in that 34 second bracket. And yeah, the looks a bit loose, that 77 radiator. Still attached to the cart though. As the leader comes across to complete lap number 6, Daniel Mapstone, winner of the first 2 heats today. Liebhart, then the battle for third, which Vance has got Jeffrey Bell advancing on him as Bell has made the pass. Maloney now, Michael Wall, then it's Lance Horn, Jonathan Wall, and then it is the 77 of Michael Simpson, who's starting to mix it up with him. So race leader Mapstone again, a 35.0. Liebhart, a 35.3. And, oh, spinning around and almost backing into the rest of the field was Ray Vance. Almost rolled himself after he spun on past the apex back out into the traffic of Bell and Maloney. Very lucky to not be collected. Now, the 77 of Simpson is being given the meatball flag now for that loose radiator, after he had just made the pass on Jonathan Wall and got himself up to 9th place. Mapstone dominating this class. Mapstone. Then it's back to Liebhart. Rosso is next. Further back then to Jeffrey Bell, Maloney, Vance, Mitchell Wall, Lance Horner, and Jonathan Wall rounds out the field. So with 9 laps about to be completed, they're coming up to lap the 80 car of Jonathan Wall. But Mapstone, who's now got 1.6 second advantage, will have no fears at the moment about whether he can make that pass or whether he'll have to wait behind the back marker for a moment before he forces his way through. He's got that 1.8 second lead over Clint Liebhardt. Rosso is further, 1.4 seconds back with Bell, 0.8 of a second behind him. We've got 10 laps completed this time by, and it's Mapstone, a 35.1. The only other cart in the 35.1s is Jeffrey Bell, who runs in fourth place. He's in the 44 cart, closing in on the 64 of Johnny Rosso. So whether Rosso will come under fire before the end of this race, the blue flags are out now for Jonathan Wall as Mapstone makes the pass going into the pit turn. White flag at the start-finish line as Mapstone starts his final circuit. Liebhardt, Rosso, Bell. Bell has caught Rosso, now looks to go up the inside through past turn one into the S's now. Bell drops back. He should get some momentum up over the right as Rosso under some pressure. The blue flag's being waved as Liebhardt makes the pass now on Wall. What will happen? The battle has caught the back marker. Can Rosso hold off Bell? Bell makes the pass coming out of the top turn as the checkered flag waves. Daniel Mapstone gets his third win of the day. Liebhardt comes home in second, rebounding from the DNF the race before. Bell picks up third after he's driven through the field. Started in seventh place to get home in third. Then it's back to Rosso in fourth. Fifth place is Maloney. Sixth place is Vance. Seventh place is Mitchell Wall. Eighth place is Lance Horn. Ninth is Jonathan Wall. So some great driving here in the Tag Restricted Heavy. We've got Junior Max up next, followed by Tag Light and Tag Heavy, and then we'll finish off the third round of heats with the rookies. Great to have the support of InFlight ER here with us on the first round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship. Capital Trophies and Sportswear are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They've been known for 25 years of family-oriented service, providing reliability and quality workmanship. Capital Trophies and Sportswear have two great locations. On the north side, it is at Shop 7, 101 Lysart Street, Mitchell. Whilst on the south side, they're in Shop 4, Primer Court, Canberra. You can give them a call on either 6241 6448 or, for the south side, 6296 2556. Capital Trophies and Sportswear, 25 years of family service. Proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
InFlight Emergency Room, or InFlight ER, is a revolutionary aeromedical jet service with the ability to reach anywhere in Australia direct and anywhere in the world to retrieve an Australian who's become unwell away from home, or who needs specialised treatment. Equipped like a hospital's ER department, it is the only jet in the world fitted with these new class of leading features to ensure you receive only the best care. Ensure your medical and travel insurance providers insist on using InFlight ER. InFlight ER. They'll be there in your time of most need. InFlight ER, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Do you need a new kart or specialist karting equipment? Then contact Stable Karting and Engineering, your local karting equipment supplier. Stable Karting and Engineering can look after all your karting requirements, including kart preparation and servicing, engine rebuilds, and all your spare parts. Call Stable Karting and Engineering on 6241 0446. Stable Karting and Engineering, proud to sponsor the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Getting set for a start in Junior Max. Just the two drivers out there at the moment, Luca Krivoski and Jared Payne. Payne with a two-race win so far. Krivoski gets the jump off the start. One, though, as Krivoski leading the way here. Krivoski has had the 2 second place finishes. He was closer to Payne in heat number two than in heat one. Payne from Wollongong. The Coombie Landscaping Supplies Arrow in cart number... Sorry, it's not an Arrow. They're both in PCR carts. The Krivoski from the North Shore Car Club doing double duties this weekend, running in both the Junior Max and the Junior National classes. In different carts, of course. These carts using the Junior... using the Rotax Max engine at 145 kilos. Now, they can't have a cart that weighs more than 100 kilos. That means the driver must weigh at least 45 kilos to be able to enter into the class, as well as being a junior driver with at least a B-grade class license. So tag 125 light and heavy should be on the grid, and behind them at the back of the grid should be the rookies, as Luca Krivoski, a 33.790 his last lap, from Jared Payne a 33.947. So Krivoski has certainly found a bit more pace this time. Interestingly, he's got a P plate on the back of that cart. I'm just interested to see why the Krivoski, who does have a full racing license, has got a P plate on the back of his cart. Jared Payne in the 28, a 33.834. He's 0.441 of a second behind Krivoski, but Krivoski starting to throw that cart around now and starting to lose time as they work their way through the S's and up over the rise. Krivoski, a 33.819 to a 33.671. And here comes Payne now. Payne and Krivoski, they almost touch coming off the top turns. Payne will make the pass, and he is into the lead. So, Jared Payne from Wollongong leading the way. He runs up the ripple strip now. Payne, Krivoski. Nose to tail, Krivoski not letting him get away. As I said, Jared Payne's won both heats earlier today. In heat one, it was Jared Payne's fastest lap of 33.631, and he won the heat by 2.9 seconds. In heat number two, he won the heat by 2.35 seconds, his fastest lap of 33.61, and now he's starting to pull away from Krivoski, a 33.67, his fastest lap. So he's been very good at being consistent with his fastest laps of the race right throughout this day of racing here at the nation's capital, the Canberra Kartway, as Krivoski's still throwing that kart around into turn number one. And then he just, through the S's once again, just gets too wide going into the S's, which means he has to pinch the right-hander a lot more to get through, and that has cost him a bit more time. So, as Payne is out to a 0.762 of a second advantage now, it's opened up further on this lap. as Payne across the line, 8 laps completed, and the gap 1.298 seconds. And Payne's best lap, his last, 33.652. Grabowski, 34.188 the last lap, so that's where he lost all that time to Payne. Almost 8 tenths of a second he lost on that one lap as he's starting to throw the kart around, as Payne is just staying very, very consistent. Again, Grabowski sideways into turn number one. And at the same time, Payne just driving the car through very smoothly. A 33.9 for Payne, a 34.3 for Grabowski on lap number 9. So Junior Max, heat number 3. As we mentioned earlier today, the club champion in the Junior Max class last year was Josh Hemphill. And from Zane Morse and Alex Nicholson. Alex Nicholson now moved up to the senior divisions. We'll see. We've seen him out on the circuit in the Tag Light class, which is the next class out. So as the white flag at the ready, and your race leader, Jared Payne, is out to a 2.5 second advantage. So Payne ahead of Grabowski, and potentially, if the times keep going the way they are, he could get his biggest win so far today. It was 2.9 and 2.3 seconds in heat number one. In heat number 3, Payne takes the victory from Grabowski, and that gap at the finish is, not on my screen because I'm in the wrong screen, it's 3.0, so his best win of the day in heat number 3 for Jared Payne. Tag 125 light and tag 125 heavy are up next. Then it'll be the rookies, and then we'll start the fourth and final round of heats here in the first round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship, proudly brought to you by InFlight ER.
Yes, Firewood Supplies have been delivering quality firewood to Yass, Murrum, Bateman, Canberra for over 35 years. Be it iron bark, red or yellow box, it's cut to the required size and ready to use. Contact Terry Scorgie on 0408 694 464. Yes, Firewood Supplies, delivering fire to Canberra for 35 years. And proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Neoplex Signs design, manufacture and install all types of signage. Neoplex will visit your site, provide advice and a quotation to suit your budget. They design in-house on sophisticated software that can provide graphics to show you exactly how your sign will look. They provide full artwork for your approval before manufacture. They manufacture here in Canberra and install both locally and nationally. Neoplex is an approved government supplier managing a number of government contracts. Call them on 6280-5805. Or check them out online at neoplexsigns.com.au. Neoplex Signs are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Go Hosting aims to put you in control of the key aspects of your web activities. Whether it's managing your email accounts, having web statistics available whenever you want them, or changing your DNS records, whatever your needs, Go Hosting provides the best in web hosting, server hosting, application hosting, and email hosting with full technical support. It won't take much research to discover that their prices are competitive, and with tailored solutions, you'll discover you'll never be paying for something that you don't need. Go Hosting plans are as manageable and flexible as possible. Go Hosting, proud supporters of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
underway.
Natural Gas and Water are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They're specialists in hot water heating and cooling, including solar hot water systems. Natural Gas and Water supply and install all types of hot water systems, including electric, gas, continuous flow, and solar. As Canberra not only gets cold in winter but hot in summer, they specialise in evaporative cooling. You can give Natural Gas and Water a call today on 6241 8237.
On lap number three here, Alex Nicholson leading the way in tag 125 light. John Wells in the 69 cart sits in second position. Then it's Trent Humphreys. Jamie Lee Scorgie, who's won two heats so far today, sits back there. She was in fifth, but up into fourth now. And oh, into the back of Trent Humphreys. Both drivers doing a good job to keep the carts under control there. And Jamie Lee Scorgie is up into third. So Scorgie just didn't realise her closing speed on Trent Humphreys was so great, and going down the front straight, got into the back of him. So it's Nicholson, Wells, Scorgie, Trent Humphreys, Daniel Humphreys, Chris Cooper, Alexander Millwall, Barry Laver, Paul McCabe and John McCabe. Because Barry Laver was complaining before about the commentary, said he couldn't hear it when he was in the cart. Well, at the moment, he sits behind the 8 car of Alexander Millward, and they are closing in on this battle in the lights category for 5th place. So Nicholson, Wells, Jamie Lee Scorgie, Trent Humphreys, Daniel Humphreys, Chris Cooper, Alexander Millward. Then it's back to Barry Laver. Further back, John McCabe's made the pass on Paul McCabe now. So we've had some good racing all over the racetrack as Cooper now tries to make a move on the 92 of Trent Humphreys. So Cooper in the 21 cart moved up from the juniors about a year and a half ago, I think now, and he looks to set up making the move around the top turns. At the front of the field, Alex Nicholson has got John Wells putting a lot of pressure on him. The gap at the front, 0.2 of a second last time by. It remains 0.2 of a second this time by. Scorgie back there in third, 3.7 seconds behind Wells and 3.9 seconds behind your race leader. So Trent Humphreys has got Cooper past him now, and now Daniel Humphreys in the 36 wants to make the move. And Daniel Humphreys just getting frustrated here as Trent Humphreys has got him covered at the moment. So John Wills here in the tag lights, a second place followed by a fourth. He's keen to get a win to give him a front row start in the fourth round of heats. Scorgie sitting back there in third. She would almost certainly, if she can stay there, start on the pole for heat number four. It's Nicholson and Wells. Wells just fading off the back of Nicholson, as I mentioned, Nicholson making the move up from the junior ranks this year after he was third in the club championship for the junior max class last year. And so far this weekend, a fourth and a fifth place finish, so he'd be keen to get that victory here and give him a much better starting position in the fourth heat. They've got eight laps completed. They're coming through to complete lap number nine, and Wells has closed up that gap once again on Alex Nicholson. So Nicholson across the line, the gap 0.2 of a second as Wells goes into turn number one right on his back bumper. Scorgie 3.4 seconds behind the race leaders as contact up the top. Trent Humphreys, and Daniel Humphreys both coming together. So that battle has seen Trent Humphreys finish off the racing surface, and Daniel Humphreys is now tail end Charlie on the field. 10 laps completed this time by, and Alex Nicholson continues to lead. He opens his gap slightly ahead of John Wells. Jamie Lee Scorgie in that Yass Firewood Supplies card number 18 runs in third from Chris Cooper, Alex Ford, Barry Laver, Then further back to John McCabe, and Daniel Humphreys rounds out the runners on the circuit. So white flag at the ready. Wells hasn't looked close enough to be able to get the lead from Alex Nicholson, who has driven a wheel-perfect race right from the green light. It is Nicholson, Wells, Scorgi, first, second and third, but the battle at the front of the field is only between Nicholson and Wells at the moment as they come towards the checkered flag. Wells makes another lunge up around the top of the circuit. Nicholson withstands. He protects his line down the pit straight as Nicholson comes across the checkered flag and takes the victory. Alex Nicholson with a win. John Wells home in second. Scorgi home in third. Fourth place will go to Cooper. Fifth place in the class will go to Humphreys, but on the racetrack, it's Alexander Millward in fifth. That's his best finish. Further back then to Barry Laver in sixth. Seventh place goes to John McCabe. Eighth place to Paul McCabe. And, of course, ninth place to Daniel Humphreys. So the rookies are up next here to close off this third round of heats, and then we'll be back with Junior National Light and Junior National Heavy's final heats of the day. Here at the first round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship, our thanks to all the great sponsors who have supported us right throughout the years, and particularly those in 2014 who have come on board. It's great to have them with us once again.
In-flight emergency room, or in-flight ER, is a revolutionary aeromedical jet service with the ability to reach anywhere in Australia direct and anywhere in the world to retrieve an Australian who's become unwell away from home, or who needs specialised treatment. Equipped like a hospital's ER department, it is the only jet in the world fitted with these new class of leading features to ensure you receive only the best care. Ensure your medical and travel insurance providers insist on using InFlight ER. InFlight ER, they'll be there in your time of most need. InFlight ER, sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
The Canberra Kart Racing Club would like to thank Yass Valley Earthworks. They're tough but careful experts in precision work. If you need earth moving or excavation services in Yass, the Yass Valley, well, Yass Valley Earthworks has everything you need to get the job done. They're experienced, qualified and highly skilled operators who can complete any job safely and effectively. Yass Valley Earthworks, give them a call for all your excavation needs on 0408 630 115 today.
Canberra Car Shed is a full-service car shop, including setup and repairs, as well as engine testing and rebuilding. Friendly advice coupled with competitive prices ensure your karting experience will be rewarding. See Brett at the track or check out his full range of products, including Freckle Engines, at www.kartshed.com.au. Canberra Car Shed, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Alright, unfortunately for Jessica Morris, her kart is not going to get fired up there, so we'll have to go with just the three starters here in the rookies. From the pole, William Granger in the 77. Out of position number two is Rowan Fripp. Out of position number three will be Thomas Sargent. In good position for a start here. Race away. Fripp gets the best of the start as they head down into turn number one. Sargent is up the inside on Granger to take second position. They work their way through the right-hander, and it is Fripp in the 75 card. He won heat number 2, Rowan Fripp, after finishing second to Thomas Sargent in heat number 1. Sargent right on his back bumper, though, and Granger not letting him get away at all. So as they head down the pit straight and into the pit turn, it is Thomas Sargent looking for an opportunity here to get past that 75 of Rowan Fripp. Fripp, of course, was the club champion in the rookies last year. Rowan Fripp taking out that title from Jaden Boulding, who's now moved up into the junior classes, and Cameron Ward, who finished third. So Fripp with not the same number of competitors for that club championship this year, is trying to make every post a winner as Fripp leads the way from Sargent. A 38.326 for Fripp, a 38.390 for Sargent, and Granger a 38.328. So not much between those three carts out onto the circuit, and Granger looks like he's found a lot more speed here in this early part of heat number 3. Fripp, Sargent and Granger all nose to tail as they head down the pit straight once again into the pit turn, cross the dog link, and Sargent looks like he's setting up Fripp for the pass, but Fripp has got him covered going down into turn number 1. So the three carts all nose to tail as they come up over the rise. Fripp gets away out of the S's best and just gives himself a little bit of breathing room as they head along the back straight. Fripp in the 75 cart, a 38.5 last lap to Sargent's 38.440, and Granger exactly the same time as Sargent as they went across the line. Four laps completed, running order stays the same, but it's still interesting as Sargent just gets himself out of shape going into turn number 1. I thought it might have cost him a bit more ground, but it's actually set him up, and he's got a lot more momentum coming up over the rise now and heading through the dip and onto the back straight. And here Sargent looks to the inside on Fripp. He falls back into line, then runs wide going into the first of the top turns. Off the top turns now, and Fripp has got him covered. The Kart Shed ACT Car Recyclers Tony Kart leading the way from Grenfell's Tegra Kart. The arrow of Thomas Sargent sits there in second, followed by the arrow of William Granger running in third. That's the Integra Kart. Integra Science Kart of William Granger, number 77, runs in third. Rowan Fripp leads the way in the 75 cart, followed by Thomas Sargent in the 47. So as they come off the top turns now, the front two kicking away from Granger here as this battle completing 6 laps, nose to tail, nothing between them. Again, Sargent going wide into turn 1. Granger just taking a slightly tighter line now. In fact, it could be Sargent just trying to set him up, trying to pull Fripp wider and wider on the racetrack, but he's not pulling out of the line early enough to really get that move to work. He needs to do that, start moving to the right-hand side of the racetrack when he gets to about the checkered line marking the start-finish line. At the moment, Sargent again goes to the inside. He stays wide going into turn number 1. Fripp just running a normal line, not opening up any opportunity Sargent to try and cut back on him. They're on the 8th lap of this 10 lap heat number 3 of the rookies. Up next, it's heat 4 for Junior National Light and Junior National Heavy. But at the moment, everyone's focused in on this battle on the rookies. Fripp leading the way from Sargent. As they complete 8 laps, Fripp kicks away slightly. Sargent, getting up onto the ripple strips, is starting to cost himself some time. They work their way through turn number one once again as they work up over the rise. It's still Fripp leading the way from Sergeant. 131.131 was the gap across the line this time. Fastest lap of the race goes to Thomas Sargent. It's a 38.195 to a 38.205 of Rowan Fripp. Across the line once again. White flag is out. And Sargent again running very, very wide. Going into turn number one, he closes right up onto the back of Fripp now. Fripp just nose to tail. He knows that Sargent is there. He's trying to cover Sargent's move. Sargent goes to the inside up the back straight. Not enough speed to make a move. He goes wide, coming off the top turns. Fripp has got the line covered. Sargent, will he make a move into the pit turn? No, it's all covered up. And Rowan Fripp will take the victory. He gets his second win of the day from Thomas Sargent, who sits in second. Granger comes home in third. And, of course, Morris, as we mentioned, did not start this heat. So, back to the final round of heat up in just a moment. It'll be Junior National Light and Heavy. Cadets should be on the back of the grid, and Open Performance Light and Open Performance Heavy should be making their way down to the grid as we speak.